I think as we embrace 2024, you have to put yourself first. If you want to do anything big in your life, I don't see how there's a way around that. Neglecting yourself is a recipe for disaster in achieving any goal that's of any significance.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show, Minnesota edition. I love what we're going to be talking about, which is avoiding the biggest myths when it comes to goal setting as you prepare for 2024. So excited about this topic as we get ready for next year.
It's time, right? That's just a couple of days to end the year and might as well get ourselves set to go for 2024. Before we dissect what you should and shouldn't do, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Top real estate investors love to talk about how they save so much on taxes. But how are they able to build rental property empires while skirting Uncle Sam? 1031 exchanges. 1031 exchanges allow you to defer capital gains taxes while you sell an investment property, exchanging your old property for a bigger, better one and avoiding the tax man while you do it. And that's where First American Exchange Company comes in. They're the leaders in 1031 exchanges. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, First American Exchange can help you with simple rental property exchanges, complex commercial real estate investments, reverse exchanges, and more. Don't let your taxes eat into your profits. Visit First American Exchange Company at firstexchange.com or call them at 800-556-2520. That's firstexchange.com or 800-556-2520. Keep your money in your pocket and propel your portfolio further at firstexchange.com. First American Exchange Company does not provide tax or legal advice. Consult your financial, real estate, tax, or legal advisor about your circumstances. First American Exchange Company. Safe, smart, secure.
Okay, Andressa. So as we all know, it's common sense, right? That goal setting is probably one of the biggest things that happen as one year closes out and a new year is upon us. And, the statistics are very high for people who set goals to actually not achieve them. to be honest with you, the stats are not in your favor, right? New Year's resolutions. It's just like, it's actually not very positive if you look at the stats, right? So you really want to set yourself up for success. And the way to do that is instead of just saying, this is how you goal set, we're actually going to just debunk some of the myths that a lot of women struggle with that we've found in our investor community and all the different, whether it's the meetups, the Facebook group, our Strive mentorship program, we talk to so many women. And so these are myths that we really want to encourage you to work through as you prepare your goals for 2024. So here's the first one. The first one is that a myth that you believe success, right? So many women listening probably have this myth that you believe success requires sacrificing your personal life. Meaning it's either I scale my business, I scale my portfolio, I get into a new market, a new market or a new niche, or I have a balanced life with my family and I can take care of other things in my life and have a, balanced life. It's not or. And I love Andressa always says, a lot of our mastermind calls, instead of or, it's and. And so, instead of thinking you have to sacrifice, and something Andressa and I hold and believe so much in our soul, is that you financial freedom on your own terms, creating that, embracing it. So what does that look like to you? I think the sacrifice is just not a positive word, Andressa. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sacrifice anything in order to get something else. That's not something I want to move towards. And so the myth is to say, and And so what does that look like? As you're setting your goals up and you're thinking about, what do I want most? You know, it's the end of 2024. What do I want most in my life to make me feel really happy and successful with my progress? Look at the areas that are important to you. And instead of saying, I could either do this or this, think about the word and. And it's not about sacrifice. It's about setting yourself up for success. So that's the first myth, I'd say.
What comes to my head is that the women are asking now, how? How can I do X, N, Y, and Z, right? So I think that that comes down to you are not seeing that possibility because you're only looking at how can I do that? Do you understand the pronoun I? Because that's what you had to rely on up to this point, on my own resources, my own abilities, my own skills, my own, my mind, right?
Yeah.
So when women think about scaling and living life on their own terms, they're still with that mindset that they're relying on themselves only. Therefore, it's quite not possible. So in order for you to scale and live life on your own terms, you're going to have to go through this transformation from I to we.
Yeah.
You're going to have to shift things around in your personal life, in your professional life, in order to leverage your time, your skills, your capital, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It is not possible to scale on your own terms and live the life that you want if you don't make those uncomfortable conversations.
Yep.
You're going to have to ask people to step up, step aside, step the fuck out of it because it's holding you back.
Yeah.
So you can really create the time that you want. But sister, you cannot rely on yourself only in order to do that.
Yes.
That's over.
Yeah, that is over, period. So here's the second myth. The second myth is that you assume goal setting can only be done through aggressive behavior, meaning like this, like, I got to...
That's nice. What? Meaning, now I am kept. You got my attention.
You got my attention? Okay, I got my co-host's attention. She's usually on her phone while I'm talking. No.
Well, there we go.
No, the point here is that so often we think we have to achieve our goals in such an aggressive and a dominant way. And I think that's the furthest thing from the truth. I think I look at my own life, what I achieved in my 20s, my 30s, and now my mid 40s, right? And I think about my behavior, and I did believe that in order to get a lot of goals accomplished, I had to be dominant. I had to like take charge. I had to be like assertive. I had to be in this true achievement oriented way. And I think there's a level of taking action. Yes. I'm not saying don't take action. You're not just going to sit there and things are going to happen around you by osmosis. That's not what I'm saying. But I think aligning with your own behavior and your own way of approaching things is really important. If you're a dominant person, then Godspeed. That's probably your natural way. You are going to accomplish goals. But not everyone in our community and not everyone that's successful as an investor is a naturally dominant person. They're accommodating. They're cooperative. It's really a myth that in order to be, you know, successful and goal-oriented, you have to be this certain type of person. So the key, though, is to align with who you are, to reconnect with who you are. Know where there's gaps, certainly. And if you're looking for more deals and you're not as aggressive, you might need to partner with someone or have a team member who can be more assertive. Because quite honestly, finding deals in this market takes assertive and aggressive behavior at times, right? That's a role, but that doesn't need to be who you are. And I just think it's a myth for women. They have to be dominant as a leader and as an entrepreneur. I think you need to be who you are. And you need to know where you're going to achieve your goals and then know who and how to help you get there. I think that's also a piece of the puzzle. I'm sure you want to say something, Andressa.
I do, because I learned something with you years and years ago. And me, I'm naturally a dominant person according to all the tests that I took in my life. Right?
The 95 tools.
So I had to learn. What?
The 95 tools that we've taken.
Correct. So that confirmed. But I had to learn how to tone it down. And I had to learn a skill set that you taught me, Liz, called enrollment. That it had got me where I am right now if I am consciously toning it down and enrolling people into an idea, into a conversation, instead of demanding, right? I just came back from the World Business Forum. And for all the leaders out there, I heard something that I want to share with you guys very quickly. One of the biggest hurdles that leaders that have team members face is that an idea that they say, people hear as an order. A suggestion, they hear as an order. Stupid thought, the team hears as an order. And an order, for sure, they hear as an order. So everything that comes out of a dominant leader, the team hear as an order. If you're not very conscious how you are communicating with people and enrolling people into an idea and inviting them to play in the arena with you. So I love what you're saying, Liz. I think the new leader for the new year needs to really hone the skill of enrollment.
Yeah. And how you do that, that aligns with who you are. Here's the last myth that I want to share is that in order to achieve goals and in order to really make things happen, I think the myth is that you have to neglect your personal development, meaning you kind of neglect your own growth. It's almost like it's again, it's or. I either grow personally and really take care of myself or I achieve my goals. I think that's something that a lot of women and a lot of people have embraced as a myth. I want to give some numbers. So this past year, I have personally spent over $20,000 in my personal growth. I added it up last night. I spent over 50 hours on therapy, coaching, and my personal growth. Again, that's a estimate, but it's a fair estimate. I started the year in more intense therapy, which led to 6 treatments of ketamine, which is very different and unique, which led to Andres and I doing brain scans to learn that I have anxiety and I have ADHD. And a lot has unfolded this year, the most probably in my life in 1 year, quite honestly, hands down.
I want to do that too now. I want to go calculate my
now why I did that.
Hours of therapy.
Right? I say that because our business grew significantly this year.
Yes.
You know, my role as a mom grew significantly this year. My role as a wife, all the things that are important to me that I set out to do this year. So again, it wasn't in spite of it. It was because of it. And so I think we often, though, have this like we're going to neglect ourselves and our own care. I travel an hour and a half to go to a specific chiropractor because they said, if I don't take care of something, this can lead to dementia later in my life. So you sure as hell I'm going to go an hour and a half. I was productive on that hour and a half drive. I usually had calls. I'm listening to a tape, boxing my team. But regardless, I still put myself first. And that has made all the difference. And so I think as we embrace 2024, you have to put yourself first. If you want to do anything big in your life, I don't see how there's a way around that. Neglecting yourself is a recipe for disaster in achieving any goal that's of any significance.
I love that very much. And I'm very surprised that we're having this conversation right now, because I think that looking back, we can really make a correlationship of the amount that we invest in ourselves to the growth that we had in our team, in our business, in our lives, right? I think there's no way that we can scale without doing that. I don't think for the women that are listening that this is that's cool to do it. No, I think that has a very high impact in not just your personal life, but in your business too.
Yeah.
And then everybody around you is going to, whoa, things are shifting here, right? It's always like, what are you working on right now? It's not like, oh, I'm done with that, right? There is a progress. There's a lot of things going on. So I love this episode. And this is very practical, is doable for you. So if you're listening to it, take the next 10, 15 minutes, draw what's coming up for you, and don't forget to put on 2024 goals. How are you going to invest in yourself? Go to the Facebook group community and share what are you willing to do. And we're here to support you as always. And if we see each other in person, please come to us.
We love it.
Share what you have discovered. We love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.